welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about how to stop your horse coming against the bit. So on British Dressage score sheets, under the collective mark for submission, you will see that the directive makes reference to the elasticity of the contact. Now, if you receive comments on your dressage test sheet, such as against the hand or against the bit, you will also be marked down in the submission collective section, and the judge will underline the elasticity term for reference. But how do you stop your horse coming against the bit, and why is contact so important anyway? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, the rider should identify how the horse is moving and bending at the moment when they realise that the horse is against the bit. Now, this is a good starting point, because if the rider does not feel the horse in the exact seconds starting to avoid going into the bridle and bit, it then becomes a problem that is very difficult to put right. Now, the issue of the horse coming against the bit signals the start of the rider's career, whereby they must analyse how much of the all-important quality of feel that they have. Now, correcting, or more importantly, preventing this situation requires good feel and timing. Now, most horses, particularly the young ones that are in early stages of their careers, will try at some point to avoid staying into the bridle. Others will simply lose their balance as the exercises become more taxing. Now, sometimes, as a consequence of this loss of balance, the horse will then come against the bit. Now, this is a very good reason why talented young horses should only be ridden by good riders who understand about being in balance, because these riders are better equipped in their riding strategy and plan for each session to prevent their young horses from being out of balance. Therefore, these young horses learn quickly how to balance and carry themselves, which enables the rider to teach them the finer qualities of subtle rein, leg and seat aids. Now, such riders understand how to ride horses correctly forwards, and they prioritise teaching the horse to half halt. And this is how talented young sport horses make seemingly rapid but not stressful progress. So now let's talk about why does the horse come against the bit. Now, when the horse comes against the bit, this is mostly due to being out of balance and lacking suppleness, and this can be due to the following reasons. So reason number one, the tempo is either too quick or too slow, depending on the exercise or the requirement. Reason number two, the horse may lack enough suppleness to finish the movement or requirement. For example, the first half of a 10 meter circle is in balance, and the second half is out of balance, too quick, and consequently against the bit. Now, reason number three, the horse is behind the leg and seat aids. Reason number four, the horse does not know how to interpret the aid of the half halt, which is the secret to keeping the horse in balance. Reason number five, the hind legs are not active enough to be able to step sufficiently far underneath the horse's body, which is the moment of relative engagement. Reason number six, the horse does not understand good rein aids. Therefore, in a moment of lack of balance, the horse has a tendency to hurry straight past the rein aids, right onto the rider's hands, and consequently onto the forehand. And lastly, reason number seven, the horse is being asked to do a movement which is simply too difficult, which results in the horse losing confidence in the rider and coming off the aids. So now let's talk about exercise that you can do to improve the horse's acceptance of the contact and therefore preventing him coming against the bit. So the following exercises are useful in teaching the horse to accept a more elastic contact. So exercise number one, remember to keep an appropriate rhythm and tempo and be quick to correct and manage the tempo and do not let it get too quick or too slow. Exercise number two, ride simple and frequent transitions, particularly walk to halt and walk to trot and vice versa, to re-establish the understanding of the aids. Exercise number three, simple and frequent transitions from trot to canter and canter to trot. Exercise number four, changing the length of the canter to encourage the horse to maintain an active forward-thinking tempo. And exercise number 5, make the horse as reactive as you can to the aids, as only horses that are responsive and quick on the aids enable their riders to build quality in the way of going, which therefore brings higher marks. So to wrap this episode up, only when the horse has learned to accept a light, elastic contact can he work in self-carriage and a good balance. Now, the unschooled or young horse initially uses his head and neck to balance himself, and it is only through systematic and thoughtful schooling by an experienced rider that he will become sufficiently strong and confident enough to transfer that balance back onto his hind quarters. Now, until this moment, the horse would be inclined to use the rider's hands for balance, especially during downward transitions. So use the exercise that we've talked about in this podcast to teach your horse to activate his hindquarters and balance himself, ultimately alleviating the problem of coming against the bit. Now, if you have any more problems or questions with this, or if you have any more tips that you would like to share, please leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you're more than welcome to join our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free articles, books, or training diaries, please don't forget to subscribe and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.